It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrescia is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing will be flimsy when you talk with my friend Lindsay at McFarland's. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. One of my all-time favorite guests ever is on the show today. So I'm pumped. I think she's pumped too. She's smiling at
you
least.
You say that to everybody.
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, being here just would pump you. But just being on the show is always so much fun with you because we laugh and we talk and we laugh. And
it's a good way to start the day.
It is. It's just a good day. So Lindsay Giese is here this morning talking with me about one of my favorite topics to talk about, too, the arts in general, River Arts Inc. in specific.
You're not very theatrical,
I'm
are
not,
you? Not at all. You're very shy and reserved.
When my mom was still around, she used to tell me daily, Raul, you need to come out of your shell. So,
I was
constantly pulling at me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You don't believe that either, huh?
No.
So, yeah, well.
I don't think the listeners do either.
Mom's probably like rolling over in a grave. That's not true. Uh-huh. I never, ever had to do that. So, anyways. No, Lindsay, thanks so much for getting up early. I see you have your big coffee, so we ought to be good that way, right?
I'm ready.
I've had a couple of cups myself, but if those of you that don't know, Lindsay is the artistic director, executive director, all kinds of director of the River Arts.
I wear all hats, all director hats.
The fundraising director, the make this thing happen director of River Arts Inc. in town here. So we are so blessed to have you. You're an alumni of the Sauk Prairie area too, with Giese girls. You guys grew up in this community. And
yes, there is a boy. There is a brother too. No, he always gets left out.
He does.
Sorry, Ben.
Ben, you're just kind of, you're a Giese boy, but yeah. Giese guy, the Giese guys.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So, but yeah, you and your sister Jess are just, were a fixture for so many years at the high school. I know that was always so much fun. So, and still, I mean, you guys get to do stuff together periodically,
we
right?
We do. It's pretty great.
So, didn't you just do a concert not too
in June? We had a concert at the gallery. So we never finished the.
Oh, yes.
I'm the executive.
Yes.
Really, my title is executive director for River Arts Inc.
That's
there
your
we go.
Real,
I know you were waiting
yeah,
for that.
That's your official title. But we know you as the girl that gets it all done.
So, yes. So I do them all over the place.
The blonde bombshell.
Ooh, so, yes, I like that.
Doesn't that work? Huh? I like that.
Haven't been called that for
many years.
Maybe ever. Thanks.
So
I try to look my best for radio.
You know, yes, and I have a
I
face for it,
today.
Can't you tell? Yes, me too. My goodness, I'm just marvelous this morning, and it's marvelous to be with you. So, what's that old Billy Crystal thing? I'd rather look good than feel good.
Yes.
But anyways, and how did you come to do that? You had been, you have a master's degree in arts administration, right?
I cannot lie. I have two bachelors in fine arts. One's music theater and one's arts administration.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to Viterbo University in La Crosse and loved it. It was awesome. And I worked at Black Hills Playhouse in South Dakota for a little while. Worked at a couple theaters doing the arts administration stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gorgeous there, by the way.
Near,
Custer State
Mount
Park.
Rushmore,
Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse. It's gorgeous.
Okay.
So I did that kind of stuff for a few years, but then I sang on cruise ships for a few years, and then moved back here. And
so that's like flip-flops to work kind of thing?
Is but they go together really well. So flip-flops to work and the cruise ships?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's the one thing that drove me crazy.
Really?
Yeah, you can't wear flip-flops in passenger areas.
Oh.
They have rules. Like, apparently toes are very offensive to the passengers.
I know mine are. my daughter has a thing about feet. She's always like, Dad, your toes are so ugly.
Oh, no.
I have like club toes and stuff, you know. She's like, it's I could never have shoes when I was a kid, so it's like, you're gonna wear those size 9s until you die.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But okay, well, I'm 6 foot tall, that would be nice to have a size 10. So, no fun. Anyways, it's so hard to be me sometimes.
It is.
So, but anyways, so then you went from that to coming back to the area, and then how did that transpire? I forget.
Gosh, you know, timing was just great. I started as an assistant at River Arts, and I did that for a few months, and then the executive director position opened, and I applied for it, and here we are about 5 years later.
And there's just tons. I mean, we could spend easily, we have, you know, 30 minutes for this show. We could easily spend twice, three times that talking about all the stuff going on. Because I think one of the things that's been so exciting is you really kind of had a vision coming in, and obviously are very passionate about the arts in general, so that helps a lot. But then to have kind of like a sandbox that's presented to you and say, okay, well, here's the sand. Now, what kind of things do you want to build?
Yeah, and you know, I am really fortunate to have a board of directors that we all see the same vision, mm-hmm. and the community sees that vision too, and has been supportive. The very, very brief description of what River Arts Inc. is originally in 1998, we were formed to raise funds to build the River Arts Center, mm-hmm. which is the 500-seat facility by the Sauk Prairie High School with an attached gallery space.
Okay.
And we were in there until 2011, and we still do program there, the exhibits and some shows there, but the Sauk Prairie School District manages and maintains that facility. And then in 2011, we opened up River Arts on Water, which is the gallery in downtown by Q's Bar, Blue Spoon, all that good stuff. And then most recently this year, we just opened up our new studio space, which is in the same building. We just expanded, and we're offering classes now. So, and actually, believe it or not, our board is already looking ahead our 3 to 5 year plan for we're constantly forward thinking and how we can serve our community better and get really creative. And
well, and that's been the kind of cool thing I've noticed just from kind of the outside and inside, you know, working with the group over time is the responsiveness to seeing needs and seeing desires. And it's not, I guess I'm really proud of the fact that I think that our arts community does a good job of being sensitive to what our community needs rather than necessarily imposing their vision on them.
Yeah.
They're saying, okay, well, these are the things that are important to us. Let's find ways to, you know, grow that. Let's find ways to appeal to that desire that's already there and see where it takes us. So it's like, you know, kind of walking alongside of people. Because I think it's really easy to come in and say, well, you know, art needs to be sophisticated and blah, 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 blah. And there's some of that. There always is. Art does, you know, art should inspire us to be better than what we are, you know, but it's not going to inspire you if it offends you by being, you know, so highfalutin that you're, you know, you're too dumb to appreciate this, but we're going to do it anyways.
Well, I can tell, though, there, especially people not from town, like visitors. Well, even some people from here, they have preconceived notions of what, like just an art gallery is, for example. Mm-hmm. And almost daily, someone walks in and says, oh my gosh, I've never been here before. I had no idea that, one, this space was so beautiful, two, so, like, I guess approachable would be the word, that there are a lot of really talented local artists, but you don't walk in the gallery feeling like it is like that hoity-toity, snooty spot. It's very welcoming. Most people that come in don't buy their first time or maybe several times. Like, they just are there to enjoy the space, walk around, and we love that.
Right.
So so after someone comes the first time, they realize that and they keep coming back because
Being right there on the water. I mean, how can you not enjoy just being in that visage, you know, I mean,
is great,
you know, just what a wonderful view to have every day.
It's pretty nice. We're still under our interior construction, actually just completed Monday.
Okay.
And that was part of our expansion, add on the studio space, but we did have to remodel our gallery site a little bit. So stop on down, even if you've been, down if you've never been there. Uh-huh. Stop on down if you've been there several times.
Just stop on down once, hey.
Just go downtown to Prairie de Sac and find us, but we have started some of our exterior work. So my window where I work overlooks that, our back slope over the river.
Oh, tough.
Over the river, it's tough, But the diggers have been out there, and man, it's mesmerizing to see.
That's diggers.
A talent. The diggers. Can you tell them?
Hey, you digger. Hey, you digger there. Are you digging? So I'm digging that you're digging.
Like, you're like on the edge of this like cliff, basically. Like,
well, you are.
It's amazing.
It certainly is a bluff.
Yeah.
Close to it,
and then
least.
You can see the trail below that's going to be here before we know it that they're working on.
Right.
So it's a great time to be in Sauk Prairie.
Yeah, really is. So, and then, of course, Eagle Time. I mean, there's been wonderful stuff throughout the year that you can offer to people as a result of having that expanded deck space. And I was really touched when the last time I stopped by, and dropped some stuff off or whatnot. And you had just gotten into the gallery workshop space that had just kind of been open, and how you had reclaimed the doors, the old
Everybody
doors.
Comments on those.
Those are so cool.
Yeah,
there's those old kind of cantle. What do they call that when they hang on a track? But they're actually like old barn doors or something.
They were front doors to our building. We're not sure how far back it goes. I think at least the 40s or 50s when the building was, what was it called? Felix and Gasser or Schneller? I can't remember. It's been pharmacies for like a drugstore or pharmacy almost from the beginning.
Okay.
But obviously, you know, photos weren't around back when the building was
created. That capacity, right?
But we know at least back in the 40s or 50s they were the front doors.
So 1840s?
No, 1940s.
Okay. So they didn't take any photos back then.
Photography
was available back there.
Yeah,
we don't
have any of those photos. I wish we did. If somebody has those photos, please contact me.
Yes, please. We would love to have them for historical purposes.
So they've been in the basement for decades, just hanging out down there.
Wow. But they're beautiful.
With tons of layers of paint, lead paint on them.
Okay.
They had the old drugstore advertisements on them, which were all cigarettes and tobacco.
Cool.
It was cool for the historic part, but we did have to change the glass out and put safety glass in since they're now in an interior part of the building.
Okay.
But the doors we stripped down to their natural wood, and they look awesome.
Yeah. Well, and then you hung them on tracks, so they're like sliding doors.
Yeah.
And it's the big wheels that are kind of rolling with them. They kind of remind me of like the old barn door, openings or whatnot. So, but yeah, just beautiful. I mean, and it's really cool because I think anybody can appreciate that and go, wow, that's just really neat.
Well, we like to stay true to our history.
Sure.
So not just River Arts Inc. history, but now where our building is.
Right,
Mueller Drugs used to be in there.
Yeah. Well, having a story to tell with all of it.
It's just interesting.
Yeah.
This town's evolved so much.
So much more to talk about. We will not go anywhere because we've got to talk about the season. We've got to talk about all the stuff going on. We'll take a quick break here, though, to hear a word from our sponsors here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM. My guest this morning is Lindsay Giese, the executive director of the River Arts Incorporated organization here in town. So please don't go anywhere, folks. We've got lots more to talk about here on Mornings at McFarland's. Take care. Take her away, Mike.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.